Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Vizsla Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, a couple news releases that we're going to get to here. The first one, and I think this is a pretty big milestone for the company, was released on July 21st, and it is the acceleration of the option to acquire 100% of the Panuku District. Now, again, this is accelerated because the company did have a couple more years to move through this acquisition. Take us through the updated terms of this acceleration of the option and now just how significant it is for the company to move into 100% ownership here.
Yeah, well, thanks, Corey. Glad to have an opportunity to chat about this because it is a huge milestone for us and the fact that we were able to pull the trigger on the 100% ownership of the district within 20 months of signing the deal shows a couple of things. One, it shows that the district is, true tier one discovery in the sense that it's gotten better with the more effort and more drilling that we put into it. And so, that's given us the conviction to accelerate these options, giving us 100% ownership in the concessions, the infrastructure, the mill, basically giving us the keys to our own destiny here in the sense that we don't have to be, beholden to any option periods or payments or anything like that. We now have, we will have very shortly here this district under 100% ownership. And that's a huge milestone. It's something that's always been one of our big goals. And I'm very pleased to say that we've been able to accomplish that.
So, Mike, one quick question then. Does it change any of the plans for the company moving forward here?
Well, the big thing here and one of the big positives of what we've been able to do here is encourage and renegotiate the deal so that we've encouraged the vendors, the property vendors, which are local Mexican families, to actually take shares in Vizsla. So it actually is a little bit over 50% of the consideration for the district, has been taken in shares split between the two groups. And this does a couple of things. The big thing is that it allows us and it frees us up cash to do what we're very good at and create value through discovery and exploration. So that's huge. And that's the most value accretive work that we can do for our shareholders. And the alignment that comes out of the vendors taking shares is also a very positive development as well, because the original deal was for $43 million in cash in U.S. dollars. Now we've been able to put over $27 million or keep $27 million on our balance sheet in Canadian terms. So, that's a huge development, but it also shows that they have conviction in, what we're doing, as well as the success of the project, and they want to be aligned to the upside. So, and additionally, of course, that gives us, local, alignment as well too, that the people that have been working in the district for decades in the past now are aligned with us. So it's really an excellent situation here. And of course, now we have significant proceeds. We have over $55 million in our bank to progress the asset.
Well, Mike, there's no doubt that the work you guys have been doing on exploration has been greatly rewarded by the marketplace, but it's also been great work. And so it's nice to see that you have 100% ownership in the district now. And along with that, the El Coco Mill. There's a couple questions people have had about the mill. So maybe just walk us through how important this is, because I believe this sets Vizsla apart from many other silver companies in that you have a pathway to production if you want to pursue it. So what are the what are the plans for refurbishing the mill? What kind of expense would be involved with that? And then, how do you see that playing into the future?
Yeah, really exciting about the situation that we have here and why this is, a great opportunity for us is because the project comes with a permanent operating mill. The district is a district that's been in production for many, many years. And so every ounce of silver that we find, they're high grade ounces, but every ounce that we find, you know, it's just that much more valuable by having a near-term operating facility on hand. So, you know, in a sense, we're about 3.5 years, or three to 5 years ahead of many of our comparables and our silver development group here. And the reason for that is that we don't have to go through the permitting. We don't have to go through the, you know, design and building of an operating mill. We have that on hand. Now, you know, we have set aside about $15 million Canadian for mill reworking, engineering, those type of things. So it is, you know, just part of our business plan to rework the mill and improve it and improve the capacity. So that is something that, you know, that we have budgeted for. But, you know, the initial work that we'll do and we'll continue to do has more to do with the exploration. And so we're, you know, we have the majority of the balance sheet, cash balance sheet focused on drilling the Napoleon and Tijitos veins, focused on the electromagnetic surveys that we're doing across the district, as well as drilling those targets in the district. So there's a huge amount of discovery upside left in Vizsla, but you know, each ounce of silver that we find, I think is just made that much more valuable by the existence of that mill.
Mike, let's quickly move over to the drill results. Another round that came out July 15th, and it outlines Vizsla's new EM discovery. So using those ground electromagnetics, the company hit over 4,000 grams per ton silver equivalent, over 0.3 meters. This was within a 2.5 meter intercept of 797 grams per ton silver equivalent. Obviously, a nice drill result here for this new target or new discovery. What can you tell us about some of this drilling that's ongoing on these newer targets, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So this EM discovery is actually quite important to the progression of the district here. So we undertook electromagnetic surveys of the area, including Napoleon and then around Napoleon and kind of this, you know, western portion of the district. And one of the targets that we uncovered, basically due to an EM anomaly or an EM plate that we've discovered, is a parallel structure that's to the west of Napoleon. And we went and drilled one of those EM targets and came back with you know, multi kilo silver equivalent over, you know, over a very short kind of downhole sub-interval of just under half a meter. So not a huge vast vein there, but proof that the EM does you know, does show us where this high-grade material is. So this is actually huge. You know, it's not so much about you know, the grade here, although the grade of the overall vein and intercept was great. So just under 800 grams silver equivalent over 2.5 meters, that's an excellent outcome. You know, but it shows us that this EM works, and we've also been able to kind of infer and uncover, I suppose, a new parallel structure that goes for over a kilometer next to Napoleon. So, you know, it's pretty crazy to think that you know, we're kind of kicking goals here. We've consolidated the district here. Now we're going to own it 100%. The EM is working. We're able to kind of be predictive with our drilling and find some of the highest grade areas of the district. And we have a, you know, huge balance sheet that can go and target this. You know, this has got to be one of the most exciting silver plays, you know, in the world, I think, right now.
Well, Mike, just to that point, and I think a lot of people have been laser focused on the Napoleon vein and now the Josephine vein, but just walk us through just how big this Panuco property is and just how many veins there are in it, because I believe there's a lot of other veins you guys have in the crosshairs to do some drilling on as things develop. So just walk us through just the size of this district.
Well, that's exactly right. And this district is, you know, really is a true district scale opportunity. We have over 80 kilometers of vein strike that's known about in the district. I suspect that number will increase drastically after our EM survey. But, you know, Napoleon and Tijitos, the area that we're doing our resource drilling, that is, in effect, only, you know, it's less than 10% of the overall vein extent of the district. And, you know, the majority of that vein extent has never been drilled. So the potential here for a very, very large district of, you know, significant resources and high grade silver is very real. And again, you know, with that pathway to production, with that mill, you know, I think the value per ounce is quite a bit higher than our comparable chart.
So, Mike, what's going on now with the company? Because you outline in that most recent news release that the company has over $57 million. There's 10 drill rigs going on. What should investors be focused on here now that the company is going to own the project outright and continues to have cash in the bank and is exploring?
Well, I think the most important thing is that we're going to have a significant amount of news flow, but we're working towards an initial resource, and that should be sometime in the beginning or kind of Q1, Q2 of 2022. So we are very active with our drilling. We're working towards a resource. And of course, you know, that's the first step into, you know, working towards production. So we just want to show how big this district can be. We want to show that there's a great resource that can be mined easily and put through that that El Coco mill. And we're going to do it in kind of an aggressive timeline that, you know, I think we've shown shareholders and the market that, you know, Vizsla is here to work hard and be aggressive with our work and you know, do everything in the right way, but do it with kind of a bit of, you know, excitement and urgency in all the things that we do, because we do believe that we have you know, an incredible district here, and we want to be able to show that.
All right, Mike, appreciate the update here. Obviously a lot going on with the company, cash in the bank, a lot of drill rigs turning, but that news about advancing or accelerating that option to acquire this Panuku district. I know that a lot of investors were thinking that was coming, but nice to see that move through, and then also that share component to keep some of that cash in the company's bank account. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Vizsla Silver, and we will be following up as more news hits the market. Mike, thanks for the update today.
Well, thank you guys, and I really appreciate you having me on.